The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There's a ton of stuff happening this weekend, as we've been telling you about throughout the week. If you happen to find yourself on the west side of the state, though, maybe the biggest festival of the year over in West Michigan is this weekend. It's the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival. It's huge. I started my career here in Port Huron, but after graduating from Central Michigan, I spent a year in Grand Haven at WGHN Radio, and that's where Mary Ellen Murphy now is the host of Good Morning Grand Haven. She's on the line with us right now. Mary Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're getting ready for a big weekend there, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. Over 380,000 people will be here for the 100th Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival. Our studios sit right along the channel leading to Lake Michigan, and on the hill you have the anchor and then the letters that say Coast Guard City USA and then 100 and some stars around there. But our city was first designated as a Coast Guard city by Congress on November 13th, 1998. We were the first city to ever be designated as a Coast Guard city. So that's kind of a cool thing, and, you know, we love our coasties here, and, yeah, we're looking forward to a great festival.
The year that I spent there, I had no idea what to expect with the Coast Guard Festival. I'd heard that it was a big deal. I was blown away, and that was 20-some years ago. So really is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. You know, you have coasties that work here and live here. You have people that maybe spent some of their time in the service in Grand Haven. They retire. They come back here. You have people that, you know, have been coming to the Coast Guard Festival from all over the world for like 20 years in a row. It's just an amazing thing. There really just is this movement, you know, that we support the Coast Guard, and they are here. And we're the first, you know, Coast Guard City USA, and we love to say that every time we open the microphone.
So our mutual friends, John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman with Behind the Mitten, tipped me off to this, Mary Ellen. They said Mary Ellen is trying to get support for a Coast Guard Barbie. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I found a Barbie beach house, okay, at a thrift store. And I found it when I was in treatment for breast cancer, okay? So I found this Barbie beach house. I have granddaughters, so I bought the beach house at a thrift store, started spiffing it up a little bit, finding some furniture, dolls, and whatnot, and it kind of took my mind off of the cancer treatment that I was going through. So as I started spiffing up the Barbie beach house, I thought, well, I have to have a Coast Guard Barbie. I have granddaughters. We need a Coast Guard Barbie. So I went to Mattel's website, and unfortunately, I found out that Coast Guard Barbie does not exist. So then I Googled it. And I came across an article from Military Times. They wanted to know why a Coast Guard Barbie didn't exist either. So apparently Mattel came out with the military line, and I remember that. That was like in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And she is represented in every sect of the military except the United States Coast Guard. And I thought, that's kind of strange. Let's do something about it. So we thought we would have the audience, you know, go to WGHN.com. That's our Facebook, or that's our website, mm-hmm. and vote whether or not Grand Haven, or, you know, whether or not Mattel should make a Coast Guard Barbie. And it's interesting, all the people that I've talked to, you know, they all agree. They can't believe that, you know, that we don't have a Coast Guard Barbie. What happened? And I'm wondering, you know, maybe in the early 90s there weren't a lot of women in the U.S. Coast Guard. That is a possibility.
I suppose.
But, you know, right now, you have Linda, Admiral Linda Fagan, she's the commandant for the Coast Guard.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The timing is just so perfect for this, you know? It really is.
On the heels of last year's movie, everybody's still got Barbie fever, you're right, the timing is good. Have you gotten any response yet from Mattel?
No, I've been tagging them like crazy. You know, they're not the easiest people in the world to get a hold of, but yeah. I've been tagging them. I've been tagging elected officials, anybody that might be able to have an ear, you know, to be able to pick up the phone and make a phone call to Mattel. We have sent out some emails to their PR department, and, you know, we're not throwing Mattel under the bus and saying,
yeah,
hey, why didn't
sure.
you do this? We're just saying, hey, you know, we really think now that we have Admiral Linda Fagan at the head of the United States Coast Guard, more women enlisting in the Coast Guard, there should be a Coast Guard Barbie.
I agree. Maybe we'll get some of our listeners on the east side of the state to start hounding Mattel and see what they could do. By the way, if you're a Barbie fan, I got to put in a plug for our Port Huron Museum. They have a Barbie exhibit on display right now through mid-October.
No.
So if you should happen to find your way over on this side of the state, Mary Ellen, visit the visit us here and visit the Port Huron Museum.
I would love to do that. And you know what's really funny with the museum that we have here in Grand Haven? It's a Tri-Cities Historical Museum. There is a Coast Guard G.I. Joe in the window.
Wait a minute. Barbie. There's a Coast Guard G.I. Joe and no Coast Guard Barbie?
Yeah.
All right, that's not right. All right, I'm getting Mattel on the phone right now.
I love it. I'm going to have to check out that Barbie exhibit in Port Huron. That's awesome. But people can go to WGHN.com, and as soon as you go to our website, it's right there. You just click on it, click yes for Coast Guard Barbie.
That sounds like a good plan. Mary Ellen, thanks so much. All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Mary Ellen Murphy. She is the host of Good Morning Grand Haven over in West Michigan on radio station WGHN.